From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Wilson Sayre. Not too long ago, customer service only meant a warm welcome and personal attention. But today, great customer service can mean leaving the customer alone to fend for themselves. That's thanks in part to technology. The Miami Herald's Karen Runlett explains the social and antisocial shifts going on in the hospitality industry. Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
The Cheers theme song, the sitcom aired for 11 seasons, from the 80s to the early 90s. The friendly pub where everybody knows your name was around long before the sound of this. The smartphone, the device that turned traveling and eating out into an even more social proposition. Now customers use their smartphones to vent on websites like TripAdvisor and Yelp.
I've definitely talked to Yelpers and locals that say if they go to a restaurant and it has really good food but awful service, they won't go back.
Cassie Glenn is Yelp Miami's community manager.
Great customer service can bump a review one star higher.
And according to a study out of Harvard Business School, that one star represents revenue. An additional approval star can bump up a restaurant's earnings by as much as 9%. Losing a star might start with a complaint like this.
Not getting their food in a timely manner. If they have to wait around 40 minutes for a hamburger, that's not very great, especially if they don't get told in the meantime, you know, what's going on.
But bad customer service isn't just about waiting forever to eat. Sometimes it's about waiting forever to be acknowledged. Here's how to earn a one-star rating.
They'll give them one star because they would go in and then no one says anything to them for like 15 minutes.
And restaurants do take these reviews very seriously.
We look at Yelp, we look at TripAdvisor, we look at OpenTable, we look at all those reviews daily. Bad hostess experience, bad any experience.
Charles Bell is the operations boss for the Genuine Hospitality Group. On a Tuesday during lunch, the flagship restaurant, Michael's Genuine, in Miami's Design District, is packed. The restaurant has more than 900 reviews on Yelp.
Special salad today is going to be a stracciatella and heirloom tomatoes.
Servers, bartenders, hosts, they all discuss social customer reviews before guests arrive.
And we talk about the good and the bad repeatedly. What's good? We talk about specifics as far as a customer that may have said something great about a server or a bartender. We also do the bad.
Daily.
Daily. Twice a day.
But as much as restaurants and hotels are monitoring your reviews on social sites, the hospitality industry has made in-house changes for those moments when you want to bypass a live person altogether.
Certainly there are some times when I travel when I don't want to stand in line. I don't want to talk to the front desk clerk.
Joel Feigenheimer is a professor at FIU's Hospitality and Tourism Management School.
I just would be very happy to take my credit card, slide it through the kiosk, get my room key, and go to bed.
Millennials, a generation born long after a show like Cheers was on television, are driving this demand for self-sufficiency. Why? Two reasons. One, millennials grew up as digital natives. Two, they outnumber baby boomers in terms of purchasing power. Business goes where the dollars are. So now, hotels are catering to millennials' expectations for independence. Things like check-in, eating, shopping, all high touch. Millennials also want a deeply curated experience.
From ordering before you get there, iPad menus where if you choose a particular product, let's say you decided you were going to have a steak for dinner, you could click on the steak button and it would walk you through all your choices as far as temperature and side dishes. And then it would also pop up a series of wines that they might recommend that would go with that steak.
The self-sufficiency trend is also happening at fast casual chain restaurants. Panera Bread. They have an app that lets you order and pay for your takeout meal right from your smartphone. When it's time for pickup, walk to the counter, find the bag with your name on it, and go.
The industry has to be prepared to be where the guests are.
At Your Service is simply becoming more high tech. From the Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Karen Rundlett.
And this is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Wilson Sayre.